The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment, about sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer, about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. God breaks down barriers. God breaks down barriers in this world that is so full of division, of hatred, but also of love and of reconciliation. God comes to us across that incredible divide of God and humanity. God comes to us in the Holy Spirit to dwell in our own hearts. God comes to us today. And today, God comes to us in the inspiration of this amazing sculpture that we have filling the space in our sanctuary, a sculpture of fabric and light and air. It reminds us that God is in the space between us. God is in the space within us. God fills the space, even though we don't usually see it that way. We tend to see barriers. That's the way our eyes work. We see the light that reflects back to us from the nearest object, from these walls that surround us. But we don't see what's in between. Even the sky is a reflection back of the barrier of the atmosphere. But we don't see what's in between. In a similar way, we build barriers in between without even seeing them. We build barriers between us and other people, and we build barriers between us and God. In our closest relationships, friendships, and family members, we can sometimes hold on to those little hurts and offenses that happen in our daily lives. Sometimes we can come to a place where we expect the worst in other people, or where we refuse to forgive. Sometimes we can refuse to see other people. refuse to listen or to stereotype or belittle them in their experience. We might even find that we build barriers by helping too much, by helping in a way that makes the other person the object of our charity rather than a brother or a sister in Christ. Each small act that we do like these is like a rock building a wall. And each one on its own doesn't seem like that big a deal, but when we're not paying attention, pretty soon we've got a barrier built up of all these different things. And the same can happen with our relationship with God. Each time we refuse to accept God's forgiveness, refuse to accept the wonderful truth that God loves us, that we are worthy of that love because God says that we are, when we think that we couldn't possibly be, that's another rock in this wall between us and God. When we refuse to forgive each other. But also when we think that we can go it alone, when we think that it's by our own strength, our own skill, our own success, that we don't need God. Pretty soon we find ourselves maybe even forgetting the last time it was that we prayed. And then it feels to us like God's presence isn't with us and we're so frustrated. We don't even see that this wall that is there is one that we have created. And yet on the other side of that wall is a river of God's love and forgiveness and mercy just pushing against it, coming over it, coming through it, coming under it, reaching out to us in every possible way. And all we have to do is turn and ask. Ask for God's forgiveness. Ask that these barriers that we've put up between ourselves and God, between ourselves and other people, might come tumbling down. And we realize the truth that there wasn't a barrier there to begin with because God is already dwelling in our hearts. That river of love and mercy and forgiveness that is constantly, constantly reaching out to us is also within us, waiting to be unleashed, unleashed on our relationships and on the world, ready to erode every barrier that it encounters, barriers that we have built and barriers that others have built. God breaks down barriers because that's who God is. God is a perfect picture of unity in relationship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in perfect community, in perfect love with one another. And because that is who God is, God invites us into that same kind of love and experience. God invites us as a community to be knit together in unity and in love, to build up our trust for one another, to build up our capacity to listen to one another, to listen for the acts of God working in each other's lives. And as that trust and that listening develop, so too our community deepens in relationship and experience. There's something about the Pentecost story that we heard this morning in the first reading that struck me differently this year because I read an article about it. And I saw it in a way that I'd never seen it before. So I want to invite you into this new revelation by telling the story a little bit differently. And listen for the piece here that's about being a community that listens and that trusts one another. So in the Pentecost story, we have this amazing miracle of communication. Let's imagine that miracle taking place today in our own context, in our own space. Let's say today, during the first reading, when Laurel came up and read from the Acts of the Apostles, that each one of us all of a sudden experienced our ears were open and we heard her speaking in our own native language, the language of our birth. Have you spotted it? Many of us, for many of us, this morning we did hear Laurel speaking in the language of our birth. That miracle could have happened and we wouldn't have noticed at all. It could have happened just now. And the only way that the people who expect to understand, who expect to hear and be surrounded by the language that is the language of their birth, the only way that we can experience the miracle is by hearing the gasps of the people around us, hearing them gasp and say in wonder, "How is it that I hear this declaration in the language of my birth? How is it?" Imagine that Pentecost day, Jerusalem full of people from all over the world. They were able to communicate with each other, either in Greek or Aramaic or Hebrew, and yet each one of them heard the disciples speaking about God's deeds of power, God's love, this new thing that God was doing in the world, and they heard it in their own language. They were outsiders. They weren't even allowed to worship in the inner part of the temple, and yet they were there. And all of a sudden, in this miracle, they become the insiders. They're the ones with the story about what this miracle is, and they tell it. They say, "How is it that we hear in our own native languages?" And the people that can't understand the miracle, some of them who didn't experience it, say, "Oh, they're just drunk. This doesn't make sense to me, so I'm just going to say they're just drunk." Peter has to stand up and clear up the situation. And he clears it up by saying, "No, this is what the prophet Joel proclaimed, predicted would come to pass. These barriers between us would fall away. Barriers of age and gender will fall away. Everyone will be empowered by the Holy Spirit and will proclaim God's works and acts." And in that moment, the insiders became outsiders. They became outsiders so that they might experience the wonder of what God was doing from the perspective of an outsider. The insiders became outsiders, and the outsiders became insiders, and the barriers dissolved between them, and a new community was formed. A community of trust. A community where they could listen to one another and to what God was doing in their lives. This community becomes new every time a new person comes into our midst. Communities are never the same, they're always changing. And today we have the joy of welcoming 4 new members into our midst. 4 children this morning are being baptized. Hayden, Bertie, Callum, Eli. They will be baptized and become integral parts of this community. Their parents and godparents will stand and make a solemn vow, and then the whole community will also stand, and we have the opportunity together to also make a solemn vow, to say that we will support these children in their life in Christ. And as we make that vow, we're making it, yes, for ourselves. We're promising to be there for them and for their families. But we are also promising on behalf of all the members of this church who have not yet become members, who have not yet been called to join us in our midst. And when they come, they too will be a part of these children's lives. We are promising on behalf of every Christian community to which these children will participate and be a member of in their lives, in their journeys with Jesus. So in that moment, when we make that vow, the barriers of time and of space are dissolved. And we are recognizing in that moment our unity as a community, but our unity with those who will come after us, for those members of our community around the world, because we are one in Christ. We are one in the Spirit. So as we go out from this place today, let us remember that God is calling us to that radical kind of oneness, that God has placed God's own presence and Spirit in our hearts, that love and forgiveness and mercy which can erode every barrier. And let us look for those barriers that God is calling us to stand before and recognize our unity. For there is one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Amen.
Amen.